I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this cold, snowy Monday here in Middle Tennessee. Titans and Bengals, Saturday afternoon at Nissan Stadium. Darren McFarland, Willie Donnick, Derek Mason, affectionately known as D-Mace, here for the third hour. Now we talk with TD, Teron Davenport, presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and CraneWorks and RentalWorks. I don't know if you're going to still be able to pump out stories this week because the head coach is not going to help you, but we're here to help you if you need help writing your stories this week, Teron, just so you know. We got you.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should have told Coach Vrabel that I need to put his name in the byline so that way, more people will read it.
What'd you make of his press conference today, with that being said?
I mean, it was the typical Monday press conference that we get from Coach Vrabel. I think one thing that really continues to stand out is just his intention of focusing on now and not reflecting and not looking forward, just focusing on now. And I think that's something that has really helped this team just be successful in different moments. So that stood out. Definitely very complimentary of the Bengals offense, as he should be. And those are some of the things that stood out to me.
We were talking earlier about Derrick Henry, and D-Mace was talking about, yeah, he's been practicing and that's great, but no one is getting anywhere near him. No one's touching him. You know, there is no contact involved at all. And we were trying to figure out, like, what is going to be the right way to approach, his carries if we were doing kind of an over-under, which we will on Friday with pick six. If I'm putting you on the spot here on Monday, what do you think would be a good over-under number on carries for Derrick Henry on Saturday?
I would say 15 would be a good number. And the thing that you have to look at, like in some of the videos that we've posted from practice, watch as he runs to the left and plants off of the left foot and drives, and watch as he runs to the right and does it. So that's something that you'll see that's different. I personally don't think he's still 100% confident in that. I mean, you could see the hesitation. Not hesitation, but you could see just him not as aggressively sticking that foot in the ground and driving upfield. Now, I'm no doctor, so take it for what it's worth. But I think that 15 over-under is a good one. And if you look at the last time these teams played, they were able to mix it up a bit with McNichols getting 49 yards. I believe Foreman got around 40 yards. So, I mean, they ran for over 218 yards. Obviously, it's a different team from then to now, but without having Larry Ogunjobi in the lineup, I mean, that definitely is a big blow to the run defense. So that's something to watch. And I think they will still run the football. They're going to need to run the football, especially to kind of salt this game away, to keep the ball out of the hands of Joe Burrow and that potent offense.
Yeah, with what you said, that big D-tackle out of the lineup, he is definitely done with the foot injury and on IR. The other thing to watch is the guy that had such a huge year, and, a free agent acquisition by Cincinnati that paid off big dividends this season was Trey Hendrickson, who left the game with a concussion. I suspect he'll probably be available on Saturday, but you never know, and that's going to be something to chart all week as well.
Yeah, the concussion issue is definitely something to chart. I mean, there's no telling what's going to happen with that. And Hendrickson's a good player, man. He was a guy I thought the Titans should look at. He had, 14 or so sacks with the Saints the year before, and he's just continued to be a good player. That's one of the guys I remember watching him at East-West Shrine Week and just seeing how he just was, so much effort going after the quarterback and kind of figured he was going to be a good player.
Did you get a chance to watch the Bengals-Raiders game? And if so, what were some of your takeaways of Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway for that is just the early lead that they got out to. I mean, this is a team that doesn't really score a lot of points on their opening drive, to be honest with you. They had 17 points on the opening drive throughout the season, but they managed to get a touchdown. And that actually was the second opening drive touchdown pass that Joe Burrow had in his career. So that stood out to me. And typically, Ja'Marr Chase is not a guy that they get involved on that opening drive. But he had multiple catches for the first time on the first drive, in a long time. It was the second time that they were able to do that. So that stood out. They got out to that early start. The thing that stood out the most to me, though, it seemed like they just kind of throttled down, though. I would have expected them to continue to load that wagon and keep scoring points. But the Raiders' defense, held its own and tried to make it a game. Obviously, you had the situation with the whistle being blown and that kind of messing things up for the Tyler Boyd touchdown as far as the Raiders are concerned. But I don't think the Bengals were as explosive as they normally are.
If you can only pick one, and I think this is going to be interesting. I want to hear your answer. Who needs to have the big game? If you can only pick one, because in the playoffs, that's been kind of their knock. They haven't really done, they haven't had the same success in postseason as they've had in the regular season. Ryan Tannehill or A.J. Brown, which one is more important to have a big game on Saturday if you could only pick one?
Oh, it's simple. For me, it's A.J. Brown. And for me, when I look at that, typically when A.J. Brown has a big game, there's a long catch and run involved in it. And there's you look at what he did against the 49ers, all those third down receptions. You know, that's, for me, typically leading to a win. And when this team has A.J. Brown playing the way he's capable of, they're a very hard team to beat. And a lot of times that means a big game for Ryan Tannehill anyway. So, they work hand in hand. And the other thing is it typically will also have a lot to do with the rushing attack working, because that play action is something that they like to do. So A.J. Brown to me is just kind of like a key and an end result of just everything going well.
Do you think the Titans defense can get to Joe Burrow?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Joe Burrow was sacked 51 times last year. No one was sacked more. So they could absolutely get to him. Now, he was getting rid of the ball pretty quickly this past game. So, that's something that they're going to have to make sure that they're matching hands and doing all that stuff. But, I mean, I think this offensive line, you look at that front, they could do it. But the thing is with this, because of this team, right, and how potent their pass catchers are and Mixon coming out of the backfield, I would suggest rushing 4 and dropping 7. And that being said, I think that the Titans front four can get home and get to the quarterback.
We're talking with Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation reporter and covering the Tennessee Titans. One guy that I want to ask you a question about, obviously, is Julio Jones. Now, he had a really good game, versus the Houston Texans, scored his first touchdown of the season. What do they need from him heading into the playoffs? Is this a guy they need to get going early in the game?
Yeah. Man, it's been a long time. It's good to talk to you again.
You as well, TD.
I really do think it's a guy that they have to get involved, because, you have to have that balance to the passing attack. And defenses, like once A.J. Brown starts going, and if they decide to roll that coverage over to him, you have to make teams pay for doing that. And I think Julio Jones is the ticket to being able to do that. And it's just crazy, that we're sitting here and we're saying, hey, Julio Jones is going to face a lot of single coverage. It's crazy just knowing how good that he's been throughout his career. But that's where we are. And I think it really comes down to him beating that one-on-one coverage and making teams pay for doing that when they go man. And then also, just like I said, bringing that balance to the passing game, being that other guy that could step up big.
Now, another guy on offense that has really stepped up, especially when the other guys like Julio has went down and A.J. has went down, is Westbrook Akina. Does he need to be a guy that they incorporate into the offense more this game as well? Because we understand a lot of the attention is going to be on AJ and obviously how much Derek plays. But Westbrook Akinyi, he's been a guy that has been quietly getting the job done from the slot position.
Yeah, he really has. And it's interesting to think that he's able to do that from the slot, you know, and as well as outside. Mm-hmm. And I think really the thing for me with him is it's not a quantity approach. It's a quality approach. Mm-hmm. And for him, like, he may have like two or three catches in a game, but those would be big catches, whether it's that 36 yarder, you know, they had against the Texans a couple weeks ago, or it's just, you know, another type of play on third down when they really need a conversion. He's a guy that Tannehill likes to go to, and there's a different level of trust with him than there was in the past. So you're seeing that, and I think getting him involved, I mean, the more the merrier, to be honest with you. So you definitely want to get him involved. And a lot of times in these playoff games, it's that one guy that plays above what he normally does that really separates things.
Now, we understand they have a bunch of playmakers on offense, and I'm talking to Tennessee Titans when they're fully healthy. But I think this game comes down to, obviously, how well Ryan plays as the quarterback. How much pressure do you think is on him this upcoming game? Because they got the number one seed. They've been rested. Now, if they come out here and lay an egg, do you think a bulk of that falls on the quarterback?
Yeah, I think it does, and I think it's really all about him just carrying over that confidence that he really had throughout the last few weeks of the season. And he said he never lost his mojo, contrary to popular belief. I thought that was, you know, a nice little thing for him to say, but it did seem like he lost it. But now, you know, with him making more of those how dare you throws, right, fitting it into a tight window to Julio Jones for the touchdown, you know, breaking the pocket when he had no business doing it and pushing the ball down the field to get Nick Westbrook the ball, you know, and get that first down. Like, those are the type of plays that Tannehill has to make in order for this team to win, because, I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league, and granted, there's so many playmakers on there, but he's the guy, he's the distributor, so it's really going to come down to him being able to make things happen.
Now, we talk about this Cincinnati being a high-profile offense, and they have been prolific throughout the whole season. Burrow and Chase have been a 1-2 combination, better than just about any 1-2 combination in the NFL this year. Does any offense remind you, or do they remind you of any offense, say, in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years?
You know, honestly, they kind of remind me of that old Bengals team. You know, with Hushman Zada, Chad Johnson, Marvin Jones, all those guys in there. Or we could go even further back and put Chris Henry in there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And how that offense was, and you had Corey Dillon running the football. That's really what it reminds me of, just because, you know, you have your big physical guy that could go up and high point the football. You have your down the field threat, you know, and you also have just a guy to work the middle of the field, and that's pretty much what those teams had, right? The big physical guy, Hushman Zada, Chad Johnson worked the middle of the field, and Chris Henry, you know, rest in peace, was the downfield threat, and they were tough to beat, and I think that's really how this Bengals offense is here, where you have so many, like, it's total balance there. And you devote so much to stopping one aspect, chances are you're going to pay, you know, in another way.
I asked you if they could get to him. Joe Burrow has not been turning the ball over. So do you think they can be opportunistic on defense? Do you think they can create a takeaway or two?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way that they're going to have to do that is – getting a tip pass at the line of scrimmage. And that's where Danico Autry and Jeffrey Simmons, they come into play so much, because these guys are so good at getting their hands up and tipping passes. And when you have alert guys like David Long, you know, at the second level, that typically will lead to an interception. So I think that's kind of the way you manufacture a takeaway.
Chris Sanders says the Titans can shut out Cincinnati. Your thoughts?
Ooh, that would be quite a feat if they shut him out. It would be quite a feat. I mean, I think if they could hold him to under 20, that's accomplishing something. Because that offense, it's just complete, man, because they run the ball well, too. As Coach Rabel said, Joe Mixon was third in the league in rushing yards.
In fact, I'm with you. I think if we knew they could hold them to 20 or less, I think that's probably a W for the Titans.
Hey, I want something with what Chris is having. That's all I got to say. Whatever he's eating or whatever, I want some of that.
Hey, I hope he's right. I hope he gets the last
me
laugh.
Too.
But when he said that and that promo's been running, I'm like, okay. But they'll have their work cut out if they're going to shut out the Bengals. That's talking about the strength of their team, without a doubt. Teron, appreciate the visit, as always, on Mondays. It should be a fun week, and hopefully we'll be talking about a conference championship game this time next week.
Yeah, how about it, man? I appreciate you guys. Welcome back, D. Mason, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, that is Teron Davenport. He's presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and Crane Works and Rental Works. Freedom Tire Guys. So,
what?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
What is going on, man?
My female German Shepherd just walked in here in the room because my son let her in and shut the door behind her, and she's plopped down next to me, and she is a got my eyes really watered. I mean, I don't know why this is happening. Holy moly. Golly. I'm sorry.
Did she bring something in with her smell?
Yes. Gosh.
Dogs are known to do that, okay?
I mean, she just singed my eyebrows. What in the world?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I was about ready to gag, so my apologies, but I couldn't hold it in any longer. Let me see if I can get through this. I don't want to hold my nose because it sounds weird if I'm going FreedomTireGuys.com, Nashville's premier mobile tire company. Online at FreedomTireGuys.com. Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit CraneWorks.com. It wasn't my best 2 minutes of radio, but I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Blame it on the dog. Like the dog ate your homework. Hey,
blame it on her. I'm definitely blaming it on her. We'll come back. We'll continue the discussion on the other side as you listen to the DDC here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll head east. We'll talk to Vince Ferrara at 1 o'clock. Not a good showing by the Vols in Lexington at Rupp Arena on Saturday. They got smoked. 20 turnovers. Kentucky scored 107 on them. Hung 107 on them. Shot like 70% or something ridiculous.
Was it just them on the court?
My guess is probably at times it felt that way. So, as you can imagine, the Vols fans are not happy with that performance and Rick Barnes. And so, it's getting pretty interesting. They again, underachieving with the talent that they have. So, we'll talk about that with Vince coming up at 1 o'clock. Like, where is this going with Rick Barnes? So, we'll get into all that and more in about 30 minutes. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you here on this Reaction Monday, reaction to Wild Card Weekend. Although, it's not over. There is still one more game. I like the way they're drawing this out. I mean, this is good. Tonight, Arizona and the Rams. And I don't know where that game's going. I honestly don't. Every day I think I have a different opinion on who's going to win. I think the Rams are, but I don't know.
Well, for some strange reason, the Rams are one of those teams that if you look at their roster, they should have won the NFC. They should have been a number one seed. If you just look at their roster, top to bottom, or if you just look at the first 22, they are probably the best team in the NFC. If you look at offense and what they can do to offense, they got the best wide receiver in the game. Their quarterback is, you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League. I mean, you look at their defense. I mean, they got pro bowlers and all pros everywhere. You got potential Hall of Famers on that defense. And you look at them, and sometimes, just sometimes, they don't play up to the level of their potential. And I don't know if that's the coach or if that's just the players. But like you said, you just don't – this should be an easy game to pick. You should walk in and say, hey, the Rams are going to win. But it's not that way.
But, right, yeah. And this piece of news coming out that makes it, again, tougher. The Cardinals released Breon Borders. I mean, when you release Breon Borders, whew, you know that it must be because J.J. Watt's coming back. Because you just don't release Breon Borders. Mm-mm. Right? I mean, whew, he's back out there. Yeah, I'm sure
he'll be. Do you think he'll be on the Titans practice squad by Thursday?
Yes, yes. That's where I was going next. And he'll probably be on the Titans rosters very, very soon. Yeah. Yep. But in all seriousness, I mean, that sounds like they're making room for J.J. Watt. So they're going to have him back. So I don't know where this game is going. It should be a fun one tonight. But I don't know who's going to win. I suspect the Rams, but – you know, I didn't think the Bills were going to absolutely humiliate the Patriots either.
No, well, that's why you call it the playoffs. And, you know, that's why they say, well, every given Sunday, but now it's any given Saturday or any given Monday now. you know, it's you go into a game as a spectator and especially if you've been watching football. And you say, well, if this team does this, they should win. You know, if they don't turn the ball over, if they don't get any penalties, they should win. And then you go into the game and, you know, those things don't happen, but the team you expect to win still loses. You know, that it's just football. Some games go exactly the way they are supposed to go, you know, i.e. Pittsburgh and Kansas City. And then you see games like Dallas and San Francisco that you just scratching your head, like, what in the world are we watching? You know, so that could be, you know, one of these games, you know, Monday. Well, tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great example. I thought last night, you know, Pittsburgh was getting stops. They got a couple turnovers, and then suddenly, you know, they're running into the end zone and up 7-0. And you're just starting to come around to the idea, is Kansas City getting tight? Are they going to lay an egg here? And then the next thing you know, it was open the throttles, and they just went to work. So anything can happen in these settings. I do think, though, you are going to see, and I'm going out on a limb, I think the Rams are going to play close to their best. And when they do, I'm with Derek. I think they have the best players. And I think they could win decisively tonight. But, yeah, I mean, you can't help but think they could be one of those teams that just goes in and goofs it up, you know, turns it over 3 or 4 times, and you're like, what happened? And they ruin the season. But I think it's more likely the Rams look very good tonight. I think they're a scary good team. Also, I haven't looked closely. What's Hopkins? Any chance that Hopkins plays tonight? Or is he still out?
I haven't seen, to be honest.
Weren't they sort of hinting – maybe he's got a chance to return. I know early on it didn't look good, but that's obviously a guy that would make a huge difference, especially with Jalen Ramsey. You know, you've got
I haven't seen where they've announced one way or the other. I don't think they've announced on either front. Mm-hmm. I know he's been dealing with the knee injury, but I know they've been hinting. I don't know who's got a better chance. I don't know if they're both back in Watt and Hopkins, if one of them's back, if none of them are back. I do think the Breon Borders is telling us that Watt's going to be back. But with Hopkins, I haven't heard anything.
You know, even if Hopkins is back, coming off a knee injury, I wouldn't look for him to give you much, because they're going to line their best defensive back up against him each and every time, Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen's had some, you know, he has some success against him. And obviously, Hopkins have had some success against Ramsey, but you're talking about a guy that's not 100% going against a guy that's arguably the best corner in the game, and he is 100%. So even if he does come back, I can't see that, you know, changing Arizona
like
Cardinals offense any.
Doesn't look like it. Shireen Williams with Pro Football Talk, I just saw where she has put out that it does not look like DeAndre Hopkins will not be ready against the Rams. So it doesn't look like he is going to play. So
you look at what they can do with Ramsey and their pass rush. Now, of course, Ramsey can only cover one guy, but Christian Kirk becomes a really important guy. And then they've got this other guy, Wesley, that sort of has come out of nowhere and made big catches for them at times, but he won't sneak up on anybody now. You know what every route that they throw to him seems to be the same. It's just basically a jump ball with him running a go route or a fade route right off to the sideline. And he's one of those guys who could just really go up and high point it. So I don't know. I just don't see the Cardinals with the amount of weapons that they're used to having. I don't know. I could be way wrong. I like the Rams in this game.
Oh, you mean like Juwan Jennings on third down, but that didn't stop Dallas from stopping him. I mean, that's all
Juwan Jennings has become a different guy. That team all of a sudden now has a great three-headed monster with Samuel, who it takes everything you got to contain that guy. And if he catches it in the open field, he's making people miss. You know, Ayuk is a decent guy, too, you have to account for. And then you throw Jennings in there, he's catching everything.
Well, just
and
third
let's
downs.
Not forget Kittle.
Yeah, Kittle was a non-factor in their win yesterday. Complete non-factor. Did he have a catch?
They still moved the ball. Yes, he did.
I think he had one catch.
He had a big one late that got a big chunk. But they used him more as a blocker, which is he's one of the best. But that team is pretty scary.
Yeah, let's go to Adam on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up?
D-Mason, I'm so happy to hear you on here, man. Getting my car in here, that makes me so happy. Number one, I've been singing Juwan Jennings' praises for, like, the past 4 or 5 years on your show, so I really hope you guys give me credit for that. Number two, man, what I'm curious about, because we have an opportunity to play the Bills in the AFC Championship, and then we have an opportunity for the Rams in the Super Bowl, which is my picks, and God, that would be amazing, so talking to D-Mason makes it even better, but what I'm curious about is Derek Mason was not like a huge name in 1999, not until he got to the playoffs and he was making plays all over the playoffs, but the following year he was huge here. And so I'm curious if there's anybody on the roster that you guys see right now that could kind of do that, like step out, have a huge playoff, and then be a huge contributor next year. Do y'all see anybody like that?
Good
question.
It is, but, you know, when we had Teron on, I brought up Westbrook Akinan. I know he's been making plays throughout the season here and there, and he's been a guy that they can rely on. He's been a guy that has made some huge catches down the field, some touchdowns, and he's been a sure-handed pass catcher. I think the only maybe gaffe that I saw was him not getting the first down on one play a few games ago. But he is a guy, because a lot of the attention will be put on, and rightfully so, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry. He could be that guy that has, you know, one of those phenomenal runs. Not to say that he's going to have 200 yards, but he's going to be a guy that can potentially, you know, be that third key guy on third down, or, you know, that key guy that gets a big play downfield to keep a drive going. He's done it all year for them when they called on him. So I think he could be a guy that sort of, you know, step out and his light starts to shine even brighter during the playoffs, and then hopefully it filters over into next season.
Well, why do you say that? Because you know, I mean, you did it. I mean, you understand what it takes. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to have a season, but it's the great ones. We're not talking about great. Mm-hmm. We're just asking to be a mainstay. Is consistency? That's what's so hard in this league to maintain, especially if you have a little bit of success. You're on film. They study you. They see your tendencies. They see your strengths and your weaknesses, and they plan for it, you know, at the year after that. It's hard to keep, you know, staying at that level or keep getting better. What gives you confidence that he can not be just kind of a flash in the pan?
Because I think I've consistently seen him get better. He's not making bonehead plays. You don't see him dropping the ball. Now, every receiver has a drop or two, except myself. But every receiver has a drop or two, you know, throughout the season or the game. But he's been probably one of the most consistent pass catchers when called upon on that Titans roster. And then I think because of the way this team and this organization is structured now, Vrabel and that coaching staff, they're not going to allow a guy to get ahead of himself. Meaning, just because you have one big game or four or five big games doesn't mean you've made it now. You need to continue to work and hone in on your craft. And I think Westbrook has done that.
Here's another one that I'm looking at, and I don't. This is not any secret, but I'm very curious to see if Anthony Firkser can continue the signs of life that he showed the last two, three games. He's looking more and more like the guy that they were hoping for. He's made some key catches. Now, can he do it in the playoffs? I think, though, that's another source of just maybe a complimentary piece that could make some key catches here. I just want to see if the offense can put it all together and have it look like something we thought in the summer, where you see Firkser with some good matchups, Julio Jones just maybe staying on the field, making a key catch here and there, contributing. And if he's not available, then NWI goes in for him, and he's maybe the guy that spells him. And then A.J. Brown, maybe the guy that really can move the needle for you. But, you know, it's been so rare. We talked about this last week, the stat. The Titans have not had – they have had 22, Henry, 2, Julio Jones, and 11, A.J. Brown on the field for only 10.6% of the plays. So they've gone almost 90% of the entire year without at least one of those guys. If they could just have them on the field, I think that makes guys like NWI and Firkser are even better because they get better matchups.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. You know, Firkser is obviously he has not, judging from what I've seen this season, because of last season, we thought this would be the season that he takes another step, and he just hasn't. Now, has he had some good games of lately? Yes, he has. He's been moving the stick for him, making, you know, critical catches at critical times, and that's what tight ends, wide receivers need to do. But he hasn't been that guy that we thought he was going to be. He was supposed to be the guy that was supposed to be the mainstay for the tight ends. He was supposed to be reliable catching the ball. He just hasn't been that all season. Now, granted, yes, he's been, you know, terrific the last two games, but he needs to be even more moving forward because, again, the attention will be placed on A.J. and Julio and Derek. Then him and Westbrook Akina, those are the two guys that need to make some big plays down the field. And I think that's why the Tennessee Titans are so comfortable now with, and they hadn't made a big deal about Julio not being available because of guys like Westbrook Akina that have come in and have done a really good job and have done exactly what they've asked them to do.
We'll come back. Georgia quarterback has entered the transfer portal. We'll also tell you what John Hines said today on the Predators front as they get ready to take on the Blues tonight in St. Louis. Then we'll go east to begin the fourth and final hour. We'll talk with Vince Ferrar. Right now I'm going to talk to you about our friends at Curation CBD. They're friends of the show, friends of mine, because they've been helping our house. They can help you. If you have aches and pains on your body like I do, like my wife does, whether it's because you're really active, whether it's because your body just doesn't want to cooperate, it's because you're just getting older. I mean, there's a variety of reasons why you could have aches and pains, and you're kind of searching for that solution. Well, I've got it. Creatione CBD. Creatione means healing, and that right there says a lot. Creatione is locally and organically sourced CBD products from right here in Middle Tennessee. From seed to final sale, Creatione is passionate about providing quality products for everyday use and for your pets, too. Maybe you have a pet with high anxiety, whether it's because of storms and bad weather or it's because you leave the house. They've got treats and products that can help your pet on that front. Calm them down. Also, if you have a pet with maybe a medical condition like our female German Shepherd who has seizures, and since we've put her on the pet tincture, she had seizures at an alarming rate for 3+ years, no matter how many pills or vet visits, nothing changed on that front. We put her on the pet tincture, everything's gone away. Plus, she's lost weight, and she's a new dog. It's changed her life and our life, too. If you're on creationcompany.com and you're at checkout because you're going to order some of these fine products, make sure to use the code DDC25. DDC25 at checkout. That'll get you 25% off your order at creationcompany.com. It's Creatione CBD, curated for life. Georgia quarterback blank has apparently entered the transfer portal. Who am I talking about?
Mr. Bennett. That would be my guess anyway.
Willie says Stetson Bennett, the winning national championship quarterback.
Just won a national championship.
Just won. Derek, your guess.
I have no idea. No clue whatsoever.
Well, it's his backup. JT Daniels is in the transfer portal
again. Can he still play? How many years has he been in college?
Goodness. And how many times has he been in the portal?
Man.
That's a great question. It's not his first visit to the portal.
No. JT Daniels back in the portal.
Well, I guess this is one of those situations where the portal does work because – I mean, Bennett just won a national championship. Do you think that you are now going to be the starting quarterback over him?
No.
No.
We think Bennett is going to be the starting quarterback next year. Probably. I don't even know if that's
I think
be
he's
the case.
Proven that he's better, and exactly. He's going to be the quarterback over Daniels. The question is, they've got these two guys that are, you know, the quote-unquote five stars. We all know, you know, what that can mean, because Daniels was a five-star when you get down to it. He was. He was a ballyhooed guy going to USC.
Yep.
And you see where he is now. So it doesn't always happen that way, but I think they are pretty high on the two guys that are pushing Bennett from those younger classes.
You mean they miss on the stars sometimes?
Sometimes.
Huh. Derek, how many stars did you have?
I don't even think they were giving stars out when I graduated. That was, what, 93? I don't know if they had stars, man.
Yeah, it wasn't the internet.
They had stars.
Did they? What, you had one star, Willie?
You had to have been in
the five-star
like
basketball camp. D-Mace, I went to the five-star basketball camp. That's what you did back then.
But that don't mean you were a five-star.
No, it does not at all. But I did get a rating. I think it was like 2.7.
2.7?
Out of what? 2.7. 20?
Out of five. Out of five. The five-star basketball camp, I was definitely not a five-star. I was.
So you were
a
two-star.
Five stars.
So you were two-star.
Here are the guys.
No, he's rounding up. Anytime it's over 2.5, it's a three-star.
I think I was between two and three, kind of like my GPA.
Hold on. That don't even sound right, Willie. I think I was between a two or a three. You knew exactly what you were, Willie.
No, I think I did honestly get a 2.5 from one evaluator back then. And you're insulted.
Did your parents know him?
Yeah. So they were like, hey, Willie, 2.5, not bad. But
everybody else gave you a one.
You get insulted, right? Everybody thinks they're more stars than they get, I guess. So it's kind of a chip on your shoulder. I was on the court with a lot of guys who were legit five stars, but it's so interesting. You see some of those guys go on and become great players and others don't. It's not an exact science.
So you didn't use it as a chip. You didn't use it as a chip then, Willie.
Well, not well enough. I guess the chip wasn't big enough, but I did get the full ride, D-Mace. Let's not.
Hey, that's all that matters, Willie. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Your parents ain't got to pay. You can go to school for free. That's all that matters, right, man.
My mom would call and say, all I paid this week was the phone bill. That's about all you had to pay for, the long distance calls. Back then, everything else was taken care of.
Fred on Twitter says, welcome back, big dog, D-A-W-G. Yes.
Oh,
that brings
yeah.
back memories from 3D.
Absolutely.
You so, teammates, you honestly be dog. Don't remember? You honestly don't remember whether you were three stars,
no,
four
honestly,
stars, whatever?
I mean,
you weren't aware of that?
I made all city. I made all metro, all Midwest. I was ranked in, I don't know how many had ranked in the Midwest, but I was, up there in the top 20, I guess. So, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I really don't know where I was as far as stars. Now, I did get recruited by Michigan State, Colorado, Michigan, Kansas, some other schools. So I guess that, I was at least a three-star.
Kansas for football or basketball?
To get that many off.
No, Kansas for football.
For football, okay. All right.
So I guess I was at least a three-star.
Yeah. I would think at least.
Well, if Michigan was – you said Michigan was recruiting you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was in their – pretty darn good back in those times, were they not?
Yeah, no, they were. It was them, obviously. It was them in Ohio State. Wisconsin was good back then, too, because they had Ron Dane those years. But, yeah, so, I mean, four-star, somewhere around there. But recruiting is not like what it is now.
It's almost better back then. You're not worried about it. You just go play, right? And you see who's offering you. Now, I think we get way too caught up. And it's a great business, right? These recruiting sites, they try to be as accurate as possible. They have a very sound system how they evaluate guys. But at the end of the day, you just got to be able to play, right? And if somebody's offering you a scholarship, it doesn't matter if you're four stars, three stars, five stars. You get a chance just like everybody else, and you got to go get the job done.
But my thing is how can they truly rank these kids, based on what, a camp? I really don't understand.
It's an inexact science.
Exactly, because there's so many kids and only so many people ranking these kids. So are you watching every kid during the season, or are you just giving them their ranking during these camps that they're having?
Yeah, it's we know. Look, it's hard.
I would think it's probably easier in basketball.
Well, every level.
Basketball, you have the AAU, and everybody's in the same spot. I can remember seeing Allen Houston and said, "Okay, that guy's really good." Or Grant Hill, it's like, man, those guys are good. Those are the easy guys. But there's this sea of other guys that there's not that much difference in. And like you're saying, D. Mason, football, you don't even have that. Like, everybody's across the country. You've got more camps like that, but it's hard to figure it out.
We'll start the final hour with Vince Ferrara. We head east next.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.